several dozen new political reverse speech issues for all of us to consider, listen to, and ponder. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good.
Good. Good.
Thank you. Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in America. I'm in Santa Cruz, California right now. So there you go.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to the beach while you're there. Find some tide pools and tell me what you see.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. The tide pools in many cases all along the West Coast are devoid of life. There's nothing left. Maybe half a dozen species out of 6,500 plus. So wow. Once you go to the beach, see if you can find some tide pools, look and see what you see in there.
That's scary stuff, boy.
It's, yeah, well, I've seen enough videos to scare me for life. It's not good, not good. It looks, in fact, there was one video from Southern California near San Diego, and the tide pools looked like they had been scrubbed with bleach. There was nothing there but rocks, stones,
wow.
Nothing. No wow. Crabs, no seaweed, no urchins, no star, nothing. Starfish all disappeared a couple, 3-4 years ago. That was Fukushima, and the rest of it has followed right along. So, yeah, if you get a chance, go take a look. Weather should be nice, so.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. All right, let's have a look what we got this week, shall we?
Indeed,
Why don't we start off with North Korea?
Oh, did you get the story I sent where Donald Trump says he misses his life before being president?
Well, I read the headlines, yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite an amazing statement to make, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. After just 90 days or 100 days.
Mm. Okay. All right. Here he is talking about North Korea. Okay. So right. Here we go.
Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
And here he says, we'll blank regime.
We'll blank regime.
We'll blank regime.
You hear that?
We'll blank regime.
Yeah, unfortunately I do. Yeah. In other words, we're going to destroy. That's what he's saying.
Right. We're going to go in. How they're going to do it, whether they'll do it with bombs or covert activity, but their intention is to overthrow regime. And that's going to lead to all sorts of ramifications. So he's taking an aggressive posture. Does that make sense?
That's one way to say it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm being polite, aren't I?
You know, when you listen to his... Whoops, I don't know what's going on. We're getting a feedback here.
You're breaking up a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm hearing my voice perfectly. Okay. Are you on Skype?
Yeah, but I got a great connection. I always do the show on Skype.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see. We may have to call you back and reconnect on it or something if this doesn't calm down. When you listen to his forward speech, you probably above anyone can hear how he is thinking while he's answering the question. You can see his mind working, and I'm not saying it's an inspiring thing to see. I'm saying it's rather simplistic. And you can feel him thinking. And if you would play the forwards again, I think you'll hear it. He didn't have a pat answer all ready to go. I mean, he's actually thinking, and then he decides in the end that he's going to kind of let the cat out of the bag. I think he didn't make that decision consciously, but it was made. And he kind of said very, very bad stuff. So,
okay. So here's
tell me what you hear.
Yeah, sure. Okay, here we go.
Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it in his speech where he pauses before he speaks.
Yeah, he changes gears completely about one-third the way through that.
Yeah, right. He's thinking as it goes. And the reversal again, we'll blank regime.
We'll blank regime.
I mean, so there you go.
We'll blank regime.
So that's what
that's the way that I would imagine him talking in a national security meeting about North Korea. Let's blank them. You know, we'll blank them. And that's what it is. They are training SEAL teams to go in there and try and take him out. They're trying to find where he is, I can guarantee you right now, so they can try to take him out with a MOAB or some other, even a tactical nuclear bunker buster. He's probably spending, Kim is, more time underground, and I mean deep underground right now, than he likes to do. But they're shuffling him all around. He's probably got body doubles, and although that'd be a pretty hard one to duplicate, he's rather an unusual looking fellow. But nonetheless, there's a lot going on right now. I don't buy into the diplomatic settlement of it. I think this military mindset in the Pentagon is clearly wanting to go to war. They want a war. And if it's not with North Korea, it'll be Ukraine. If not Ukraine, it'll be Iran. If not Iran, it'll be Eastern Europe. And they got all kinds of venues just waiting. So we're overdue for a war. Where the economy is not good. The GDP today figures are lousy. I'm not saying I'm speaking for anyone but me, but in my view, they're thinking we have to have a war to bring this back around and get it functioning again. They're losing money, and these people, that's all they want. Money, 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 and that's all war generates. Money, money. Oh, and death. Don't forget about that.
Well, they're certainly thinking that way. Here's Mattis talking about North Korea.
But in the larger scheme of things, obviously, in a global situation that's dynamic, you've highlighted appropriately, I think, the North Korean threat. This is a threat of both rhetoric and growing capability. And we will be working with the international community to address this. We are doing so right now. We're working through the United Nations. We're working with our allies, and we are working diplomatically, including with those that we might be able to enlist in this.
Okay, saying we're working diplomatically, but Bakrasi says, "I damn you with sword."
I damn you with sword.
I damn you with sword.
There we go.
That's a classic. A classic. Yeah, he's already made up his mind.
That's exactly right. Diplomatic. He's just saying that.
That's all bull. That's all BS.
Exactly right. You hit the nail right on the head. That's it. They've decided. They've made up their mind. It'll happen any day now. Any day. Well, I'm saying that because I know what some of these other reversals are. So,
I concur with you. I don't know. We're actually, according to the world clock, we're 20, 30 years beyond time for another major war. I don't like saying that. I don't want it. But I think a lot of people may die very soon here, unless they're successful with a decapitation move and they get rid of Kim and most of the government, and they can put a dummy in there real quick. Don't know how that would work, but those are very, very, let me just say this. Those are very, very dedicated people, the North Koreans, to that administration, that way of life. Even though they're starving, even though things are difficult, they are really rigid in their commitment to that country. So don't forget that either.
But this is clearly worried about Kim Jong-il. That's it, isn't it?
Kim Jong-un. Il was the father.
Kim Jong-un, that's right. Il was the father. Okay. Anyway, they're clearly worried about him, as this reversal shows. Just hang on a sec.
And providing the president with options. And our president is clearly comfortable making tough decisions.
Can you hear that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We just had a bit of a disaster with the mixer, but it looks like it didn't do any damage. Okay. All right. So Kim will blank you.
Oh, really? Interesting. Interesting. And I say interesting because this entire issue of claiming that Kim is threatening us, a threat, we've caused this. We've got 50,000 troops, maybe 100 now in South Korea. We've got THAAD in there. We've got nuclear weapons in South Korea. We've had nuclear weapons in South Korea for decades. This is not a secret to North Korea or anybody else who studies this. This is another regime change, as you pointed out already. that That's for right. some reason we have elected and decided to go for. I just don't quite yet understand the Chinese position. We'll have to see. If I were China, I would not want an adjacent country to be put under the aegis of another USA dupe ruler. I wouldn't want that if I were China. So we'll have to see, unless some big deal's been made where we're going to give China Taiwan under a Hong Kong kind of an umbrella, and they'll let us take out Kim. I don't know. I'm just fishing here. There's so many potentials. But if you would please go back and play the Trump reversal and the Mattis reversal. The Mattis, this man is not a rocket scientist, but that is a really remarkable statement. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like almost an evil pronouncement. It's weird.
Well, what we're seeing with reverse speech is what I've shown to be possible ever since 1991 when I found Simone, is that reverse speech can reveal their battle plans and strategies. And I've done it over and over and over again.
Right.
Every time with success.
And you sure have.
You'll just again. Okay, so here's the Trump one. Here's the Fords.
Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
And wheel blank regime.
Wheel blank regime.
Wheel blank regime.
So that's what they're intending to do.
Yeah.
And then Mattis confirms it with this next reversal where he talks about diplomacy. Ha, ha, ha.
But in the larger scheme of things, obviously, in a global situation that's dynamic, you've highlighted appropriately, I think, the North Korean threat. This is a threat of both rhetoric and growing capability, and we will be working with the international community to address this. We are doing so right now. We're working through the United Nations. We're working with our allies, and we are working diplomatically, including with those that we might be able to enlist in this effort.
And I damn you with sword.
I damn you with sword.
Thursday.
I damn you with sword. I damn you with sword.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
See, he talks about our allies. Let's see what he thinks about the allies. So here he is talking about the allies.
Because our two nations are bulwarks against the maniacs who think that by hurting us, they can scare us. But they do not understand, and we don't scare.
Huh, actually, I'm not too sure what this reversal means. A breaks small unit.
Breaks small unit.
Huh.
Breaks small unit.
I wonder what that means.
Breaks small unit.
He's talking about the allies, British allies forwards.
I don't know. A small unit might be an amalgam of two countries, South Korea and us. That's a small unit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. Sorry about that. All right, let's have a look at some more reversals on seeing North Korea as a big one. Here's Mattis again on North Korea. Oh, I played the Kim will blank you. Yep, I've done that. Okay, so here we have this.
Their word is not proven honest. It's been provocative. They've not lived up to any statements they've made in the past. I would just take their words at the same value we've always given them, as we've learned not to trust them.
Here he simply says, we are mess.
We are mess.
Huh.
We are mess.
Wow.
We are mess.
That's what they're not organized. They don't really know what they want to do, I guess.
Did he say, we are M-I-S-T, mist, like there's no substance and it's kind of like vapor?
Oh, I heard M-E-S-S, but let's play it again. Let's find out.
We are mist.
Ooh.
We are mist.
There's an I in there.
Yeah, there is an I agree with you.
We are mist.
We are mist. We are mist.
I don't think it's mist. T, I think it's missed ED.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. It's definitely one or the other, but we are missed. M-I-S-S-E-D. So what does that mean?
I think America's been missed on the world stage, and in their minds they've come back with the attack on Syria, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, okay.
But, And now here he is talking about North Korea again. Here we go.
All of us who are really under the threat now of this unpredictable regime to take action short of armed conflict so we can avoid the worst.
Interesting reversal. Ridiculous, still blank. Ridiculous, still blank.
Ridiculous, still blank.
Ridiculous, still blank.
Who is that? Who is that?
That's Mattis. That's Mattis. Oh, hey, McMaster. No, this is McMaster.
Yeah,
no,
that doesn't sound like Mattis. McMaster. Yeah.
Yeah, McMaster.
Okay, now McMaster is apparently on the phone with Petraeus all the time and McCain. They're the hawks. They're the big warmongers. So let's do that one again. So now it's McMaster you're hearing, and this is the National Security Advisor.
Yeah, I apologize. So here we go.
All of us who are really under the threat now of this unpredictable regime to take action short of armed conflict so we can avoid the worst.
Okay. The word ridiculous is quite clear. Ridiculous, still blank.
Ridiculous, still blank.
Ridiculous, still blank.
In other words, this is a stupid move, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Agreed. He said that reversal said two separate things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's ridiculous, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yep, I agree.
Daniel with sword, blank the regime. It's ridiculous, but what the hell? Let's go and do it. And why do they want to do it? Well, this next reversal gives us a clue.
The Department of Defense.
This
state,
is McMaster's again, sorry. Okay.
The Department of Defense, state, our intelligence agencies, so we can provide options and have them ready for him if this pattern of destabilizing behavior continues and if the North Korean regime refuses to denuclearize.
And here he says, we need this.
We need this.
We need this.
We need a war.
We need this.
That's just everything that you said little while ago. We need this conflict. You know, it's we need a war. We want to fight.
It's all there.
Yeah, everything that you said. So, you know, it's funny, Jeff. I do this show with you. I know what the verse is saying, and then I hear you give your monologue, and I'm thinking, I'm sure he's seen these verses.
No, I haven't.
No, I know you haven't. I'm just being silly, but
that's funny.
You always seem to call it the way the reversals eventually call it too.
Well, it's fascinating to hear. I'll tell you that much. It's not, you know, these people. They continue to paint a picture of North Korea as being unpredictable. I would suggest that the opposite is true. We're the unpredictable ones. I mean, look at Trump. His foreign policy has been nothing short of chaotic for most of the time he's been in there in 100 days. We don't know what they're going to do. It's weird. Meanwhile, you've got China and Russia to contemplate and think about what they're going to do. I still say the Chinese would not want this government to be overthrown, destroyed, or replaced in their backyard, which is exactly where it is.
Yeah, right. Interesting stuff. All right. We got some reversals on Syria. So let's see what's going on with Syria. Here's Bernie Sanders talking about Assad.
And that strategy has got to demand that Russia, which supplies an enormous amount of very sophisticated weaponry to Assad, stop what it's doing. This will require intensive negotiations to tell Russia that they cannot support a dictator who is destroying his entire country.
Oh, God.
I know. Now, this reversal uses a metaphor I never heard before, and I actually Googled it.
Nah.
And the word is Shoah. Help us going to get to the Shoah, S-H-O-A-A. So I Googled it, and Shoah is another word for Armageddon. Okay?
Correct.
Simple as that. Help us going to get to the Shoah.
Help us going to get to the Shoah.
Help us going to get to the Shoah.
You hear that?
Help us going to get to the Shoah.
Yeah, well, it's a Hebrew word for right. Catastrophe, and he's Jewish, so yeah.
Ah, there you go. Well, then, so he's predicting that this is going, this whole situation is going to blow up.
Hey, it can't do anything else because of what he's saying. Now, if that reflects policy, it's going to end up in a war with Russia, period. Yeah. The Russians are not going to back down. Vladimir Putin backed down. Shoah is a well-known term, Hebrew term, for catastrophe, and Bernie is a communist Jew.
Wow. Well, here you go, folks. You all heard it with reverse speech, as we always do, don't we?
Yes, indeed. Just amazing. Truly amazing.
Here's Nikki Haley talking about Syria.
Sometimes Hezbollah is the one giving orders to Assad's fighters. Hezbollah helped Assad starve and destroy Aleppo.
And here she says, I sit for hell.
I sit for hell.
I sit for hell. I sit for hell.
And that's what's going to happen in Syria. That's the same thing
as
what...
Yeah, it's going to ignite and blow. Can you play the forwards again? I'm not impressed with this woman.
Okay. All right, here's the forwards.
Sometimes Hezbollah is the one giving orders to Assad's fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Assad starve and destroy Aleppo.
Huh. Anyway, I sit for hell.
Yeah, well, she's mispronouncing the word Hezbollah. She pronounces it Hezbollah.
Oh, did she? Right.
Yeah, okay. I'm not surprised.
she's an ambassador.
She's a horse's ass is what she is.
Here's Netanyahu with an interesting reversal about Syria.
I urge Secretary Kerry not to rush to sign, to wait, to reconsider.
And here he says, give us Syria.
Give us Syria.
Oh, my. No doubt over his motives and intentions.
Oh, none whatsoever. They've already taken the Golan, which belongs to Syria. They've been bombing Syria whenever they want to, trying to take out... They'd take Assad out in a second if they could. We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thanks. This is Greater Israel right in our faces. This is where they're going, trying to cut this country into pieces and then empty parts of it out. This is going to be a Jewish territory eventually. That's the plan. Give us Syria. Absolutely. They're going to build a railroad that goes through Saudi Arabia. Syria, I can't remember. Anyway, they've got big plans. This fits in perfectly. They don't mince words. Listen to this guy. There's no hesitation in that reversal.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, well, I'm trying to see if I've got anything on Syria with Trump. No, I don't. I've got quite a few reversals on Trump. We haven't come to them yet.
So, right.
Yes, okay. I've just been playing them on topic so far. So let me see. What else? Let's see. Here we go. We'll move on to Trump in a sec. These are miscellaneous ones. This is Mattis talking about Russia.
And the weapon.
Oops. Sorry, that started halfway through. Right, here we go.
We have seen Russian activity vis-a-vis the Taliban. I'm not willing to say at this point if that is manifested into weapons and that sort of thing, but certainly... what they're up to there in light of their other activities gives us concern.
Huh, Yellow Gunman, I blocked it.
Yellow Gunman, I blocked it.
Huh.
Yellow Gunman, I blocked it.
Wonder what that means.
Yellow Gunman, I blocked it.
Huh, wonder what on earth that
means. I don't know, let's run that one more time, forward and back.
Okay, here's the forwards.
We have seen Russian activity vis-a-vis the Taliban. I'm not willing to say at this point if that is manifested into weapons and that sort of thing, but certainly what they're up to there in light of their other activities gives us concern.
Okay, Yellow Gunman or Men, I blocked it.
Yellow Gunman, I blocked it.
I think it's Man.
Yellow Gunman, I blocked it.
No, it's Men.
No idea. None, but it's clear.
It's clear. All right, look, I'm suggesting that it's talking about some covert operation that they had planned and they stopped it for whatever reason, some covert operation against Russia.
That's a good guess. Good postulation, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. Yeah. This is This is where we're tapping into someone else's mind, and they would know exactly what it means.
Yes,
a bit difficult sometimes.
You know, David, we from what we've heard in this first portion of the program, if reverse speech, as it always is correct, we could literally, I would say, another week to 10 days at the most. They're going to wait till they get the Vinson there. Wherever the USS Vinson is now remains a mystery. They're not telling us. That goes in line with Trump. Keep in mind also that North Korea has 72 submarines, and they know the Vinson's coming, and they've laid those submarines out, and I'm sure a lot of them in a picket line, just sitting there waiting. Hopefully they'll be undetected in their mind. Of course, we can probably pick most of them up. This is going to take a little time, but it could happen. It could happen any time. I think you're right about that, too. So,
wow. Okay, here we've got someone, Newt Gingrich, also about North Korea. Let's see what he's got to say for himself.
Right. And as you remember, they were in the middle of dinner at Mar-a-Lago when the president excused himself, went out, and held a press event to tell the world that we had just hit Syria with 59 missiles, and then went back in and rejoined the Chinese president. So they do have some notion that he is a very serious guy.
And he says, final boss.
Final boss.
Final boss.
I wonder what he means by that.
Final boss.
What do you mean by final boss?
Play it one more time. I know we're running a little late here, but play it one more time.
What, the forwards or the reverse?
Forwards, please.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And as you remember, they were in the middle of dinner at Mar-a-Lago when the president excused himself, went out, and held a press event to tell the world that we had just hit Syria with 59 missiles, and then went back in and rejoined the Chinese president. So they do have some notion that he is a very serious guy.
All right. What he's saying here is that Trump is the final authority. He's the final boss, and he's painting a picture of him as being a decider, a man in charge. I suspect that that's what it is. I don't think it's much more than that. Trump, of course, was bragging. This is a very simple man in some ways about how he made the decision to send the aging Tomahawk fleet against Syria while he was actually chewing and enjoying this fabulous chocolate cake.
I know.
What a disgusting display of low-class mannerisms.
Anyway, here's at reverse again. Final boss.
Final boss.
Final boss.
There we go.
Final boss.
Is that your doggie in the background there, Jeff?
No, it's my squeaky desk drawer. Open the door.
Oh, your squeaky desk drawer. All right. Okay, here we have another one on Newt Gingrich.
I find it very worrisome. My father fought there in 1953, went back later in the army and served in the late 60s. South Korea has come so far, is so dramatically stronger.
Reverse it, our force. What do you mean by that?
Reverse it, our force.
Reverse it, our force.
He's saying, reverse it, our force.
Yeah, that's what I said. Force.
Oh, I thought you said fourth. Yeah, okay.
No, force. Sorry, it's my accent.
Aussie accent. Yes. Yeah. Reverse it, our force. Well,
I wonder what that means. Is he having second thoughts? Does he think we shouldn't be going and doing this with North Korea?
No. We didn't win. See, we basically lost the Korean War, and we've been sitting on that fence ever since. So maybe he's suggesting it's time to reverse that loss.
Right. Reverse our current direction and get proactive. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, this next reversal explains it. You remember how we pointed out last show how Simone suddenly started appearing again in reverse?
Yes.
Listen to this.
I think either he will back down and agree to some kind of suspension of his various programs under enormous pressure from
Chinese. About North Korea.
Yeah.
It says, we shout Simone.
We shout Simone.
Huh.
Simone.
And they're ready to go in.
Simone.
They're ready to go in, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Every one of the reversals backs that up.
Wow, they certainly do. Wow, that's really scary stuff. Wow.
Well, the question is then, will Kim swallow his pride and back down? And I think the ultimate question is, what do Russia and China have to say about that?
Oh, boy, I don't know. We're sitting on a powder keg, I reckon.
I think it's there's a lot of sentiment out there that would like to see the U.S. take a beating, get a black eye or worse. I know there's a lot of sentiment around the world that this country is not held in high esteem anymore like it used to be, for reasons that have nothing to do with its people. It's government. And I don't know. We'll see soon enough.
All right. Listen, I'm conscious of the time. I got some on Tillerson, but let's look at Trump first. Let's look at the Trump reversals. All right. This is subtitled, Trump doesn't read executive orders he is signing. First I've heard about this, but anyway, here we go.
And rural prosperity in America. And now there's a lot of words, I won't bother reading everything, but agriculture and rural prosperity in America, that's what we want. And we don't want to be taken advantage of by other countries, and that's stopping. And that's stopping fast. Okay, thank you.
And this is, we pass Senate.
Us, Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Us, Senate.
Yeah, it's there.
Us, Senate.
Yeah, he's just getting a bill through the Senate. Nothing much of interest in that.
No.
All right. Here he talks about bombing Afghanistan with the Moab.
Another successful job. We're very, very proud of our military. Just like we're proud of the folks in this room, we are so proud of our military, and it was another successful event.
Did you authorize
it? Everybody knows exactly what happened, so.
And this one says, but I'll force. He's taking an aggressive stance. He is okay. What can I say? It means simply that. Okay.
Sounds kind of primitive to me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, you're correct. It's kind of like kids posturing at each other, and God damn it, we're gonna do it this time. You know, whatever.
Here's an interesting one. He's talking, he's saying Moab was not a message to North Korea.
I don't know if this sends a message. It doesn't make any difference if it does or not. North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of.
And here he says, December's lesson.
December's lesson.
December's lesson.
Huh.
December's lesson.
What they learn in December? North Korea do.
Don't know. Something happened in December that we may not know about, but he does now.
Oh. He does, yeah. Hmm. All right, next one along. You're talking about Canada here.
Do you fear a trade war with Canada, sir?
No, not at all.
Why not?
They have a tremendous surplus with the United States. Whenever they have a surplus, I have no fear.
I need to sell person ambush.
I need to sell person ambush.
Huh, I'll be bothered. Yes, all there. Oh, maybe he's going to pull some sneaky trade deals with Canada. That's the only thing I
sounds,
can think.
Sounds like he's plotting, yes.
That's right. Yes, he is. That's what it sounds like to me. All right, here he's talking about Iran.
The Iran deal made by the previous administration is one of the worst deals.
Oh, bit of ego, this one. Send them that savior.
Zoom that savior.
Zoom that savior. Zoom that savior.
I guess he sees he's the savior to save us from the Rand deal. I don't know what
else. The white knight, yes. The white knight.
All right, here he is talking about ISIS.
It's a very effective force we have. We have no choice. I see that as a primary role, and that's what we're going to do, whether it's in Iraq or in Libya or anywhere else. And that role will come to an end at a certain point, and we'll be able to go back home and rebuild our country, which is what I want to do.
And here he says, I want to steer it away.
I want to steer it away.
Huh.
I want to steer it away.
I wonder what he means by that.
I want to steer it away.
Well, I guess it sounds like he wants to avoid trouble, is how I interpret the reversal.
Well, it does sound like that. I don't know. He's talking about ISIS?
Yeah.
I want to steer it away.
Well, that's fair enough. He wants to steer it away from America. He doesn't want ISIS to attack America.
Well, he damn well should stop bringing Muslims into this country then, because he's bringing in ISIS fighters among them.
Oh, I know. It's
we took 1,250, Pence did and Trump did from you guys in one of the most disgusting displays of capitulation I've ever seen. Turnbull should have been told to send them home. We're not taking them. You don't want them here? Send them back to the Middle East. That's the solution.
Oh, boy. I don't know on that one. That's a tough call, boy.
What do you think should have been done with them?
I don't think Australia should be taking them, and I don't think America should be taking them.
They should go home.
Yes, that's the only option. Yes, that's the only option. That's why I say it's a tough call, you know.
Right.
Yeah, Australia's, I don't know. Well, I won't get into Australian politics. play some Australian reversals on my own show this afternoon. For all you Australians who email me and say I don't do Australian reversals, I play some reversals on my show on Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister. So go to davidoates.com. And go to the radio show and listen to the archives of my show, okay? And also, while I'm doing advertisements, I'm going to be lecturing in Ashland on May 27th. We already have several people flying in from around the country for the lecture. They've already emailed me about it, so we're going to have a good crowd. So if you want to hear me, my only lecture will be in America, in Ashland, in May 27th. So email me, backwards@reversespeech.com, and I'll give you all the details, okay? So
we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it.
Yeah. I just wanted to get it out there. So people
very good.
All right, next one along. Here we go.
It's a very effective force we have. We have no choice. I see that as a primary role, and that's what we're going to do, whether it's in Iraq or in Libya. Or anywhere else.
We played this one already.
Have we? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, well, it's another reversal. Snuck out 5-unit.
Snuck readily be unit.
Oh, yeah.
Snuck readily be unit.
Okay, there's snuck in.
Snuck readily be unit.
All right, okay, there's covert activity going on, okay?
Uh-huh, so, yep.
That should be no surprise to anyone. That sort of speaks
no.
for itself, that one.
There's so many people in that country, in Syria, running covert operations now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that's no surprise at all.
No.
Next one.
Eradicating some very bad people. When you take a look at what's going on with the cutting off of the heads, we haven't seen that since medieval times.
Oh, I wonder what this reversal means. They had the formula.
I'll be bothered.
So he's condemning the idea of beheading people, as been seen since medieval times, and yet in reverse he's saying they had the formula. Now, if we take that at face value, he's saying that as terrorists, they had the formula, and it worked. It's made people disgusted, sick, afraid, and all that.
That's what he's saying. It's an underhanded
compliment.
Whoa. Let's run that again. Here's the forwards.
Eradicating some very bad people. When you take a look at what's going on with the cutting off of the heads, we haven't seen that since medieval times.
They had the formula. He's praising them. He has admiration.
They had the formula.
They had the formula.
They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing, and they executed it boldly. Wow. I'll bother. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Here he is talking about Saudi Arabia.
We're also looking at the potential of going to Saudi Arabia, and frankly, Saudi Arabia has not treated us fairly.
Oh, here he says, they're pathetic, full of sorrow. Wow.
Well, that's a very interesting insight, isn't it?
Hmm? That really is. Wow. What an interesting reversal. Nice and clear, too. Here, let's run the forwards and reverse again.
We're also looking at the potential of going to Saudi Arabia. And frankly, Saudi Arabia has not treated us fairly.
Okay, they're pathetic, full of sorrow. I'll be bothered.
He's sure on the right page with that one, Donald. He's right clear with. I haven't heard Mr. T. He's correct there. He's right.
No, we did a good job tonight. All these reversals are the ones that she found because I've been traveling all this week, so I've had no time to do anything.
Yeah, good job, Naomi.
Yeah, I can presume she's listening. All right, here is Trump praising the Jewish Passover.
Thank you. Have a happy Easter, a happy Passover. God bless you, and God bless America.
And he says, we sell God.
We sell God.
We sell God.
That's funny.
We sell God.
That's pretty pretty disgusting. In other words, he's deal making again, and everything's he's using God. It's all BS.
That's what that is.
Well,
he's talking about Canada being a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. But happened to our dairy farmers in Wisconsin and New York State. We're not going to let it happen. We can't let Canada or anybody else take advantage and do what they did to our workers and to our farmers.
Here he says, I'll thank you.
But I'll thank you.
I wonder what that means.
But I'll thank you.
Huh.
But I'll thank you.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
I don't know either. That's wild.
That is wild. All right. Sorry about that. Okay, here's an interesting reversal. Talking about seeking peace in Israel and between the Israelis and Palestinians.
But I want to see peace with Israel and the Palestinians. There is no reason there's not peace between Israel and the Palestinians. None whatsoever.
And we have a congruent reversal. He says, seek peace.
Seek peace.
Seek peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Nice congruent reversal. All right, so they're all the Trump reversals. So let's go and pick up some on Tillerson. Okay, he's talking about Iran.
Iran supports the Assad regime, even as it commits atrocities against its own people, including with chemical weapons.
Oh, God.
And this enemy measure.
His enemy measure.
Huh.
His enemy measure. His enemy
measure. This enemy measure. Well, maybe he's sizing them up.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. I agree.
Yeah, he's sizing them up. Yep. All right. Here we have the next one.
An unchecked Iran has the potential to travel the same path as North Korea and take the world along with it. The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach.
And this one's,
that's about as warmongering as you're going to get.
Well, you listen to the reversal. Owns it. I have missile.
Owns it. I have missile.
Missile.
Owns it. I have missile.
See, there it is. I got the force.
I have missile.
Yep. 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 These people want war. They if they don't get it in North Korea, they're going to go for Iran. And they may get both of them.
Yeah, well, I said that about Tillerson a couple of shows ago, if you remember.
Yes, you did. I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, playing his reversal. They were very, very aggressive. Here's another one on Tillerson.
Iranian naval vessels continue to undermine freedom of navigation in the Persian Gulf by harassing U.S. naval vessels that are operating lawfully.
And this one says, you'll fall, leader. Oh, he's talking about Assad, I guess. No. Don't know who he's talking about. Not Assad, wrong country. Don't know. Let's listen to the falls again.
Iranian naval vessels continue to undermine freedom of navigation in the Persian Gulf by harassing U.S. naval vessels.
Oh, please.
You'll fall leader.
You'll fall leader.
Maybe he's threatening Rouhani. You'll fall, leader of Iran. You'll fall. Keep doing it. You'll fall.
I was just about to say exactly the same.
Yeah.
We're on the right. We're on the right track. Okay, let me have a look. Here's Sean Hannity talking to Sean Newt Gingrich about Korea, North Korea.
If you look at the neighbors, if he launches a nuclear weapon or conventional weapons for that matter, you're talking about the potential that millions could die in South Korea, millions could die in Japan.
And they believe it?
They believe it.
Oh, yeah.
They believe it.
Okay.
They believe it.
Yeah, well, that just makes sense. So I've done Netanyahu, I've done Newt Gingrich.
Play Netanyahu again. But guys, I want you to hear this, if any of you might have missed it and weren't here. Listen to the arrogance of this guy.
Yeah, just hang on 1 second. I've just got to shut down these files because it was open.
Sure.
A whole bunch of other. Okay, right, now I've shut it down. Okay, so here we go. So here's the forwards.
I urge Secretary Kerry not to rush to sign, to wait, to reconsider.
And give us Syria.
Give us Syria. Give us Syria.
Don't come much clearer than...
Give us Syria.
No, for it. Any of you people who doubt reverse speech, please, come on. These are not coincidences. These are spoken words. They just happen to be coming out in reverse from the subconscious. And they use the sounds of whatever the forward speech is saying to make those words. You're hearing them. That's as clear as it gets. And this took place, of course, before Trump was president, when Kerry was still in there as Secretary of State. But,
All right. Well, there you go. It's... Pretty plain. Now we've got one on Theresa May. I've got to do reversals on her. I've got a new .co.uk website going up, reversespeech.co.uk.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to, for my, I've got a big presentation in London on June the 10th. Any listeners in London, June the 10th, email me and I'll give you more information. All day presentation. Free, too.
Nice. Very nice.
Here's Theresa May.
We consulted very carefully on it, and we have put in place a series of sensitive measures when such cases arise. But I think it's important that we look at what lies behind this, because underpinning this policy is a principle of fairness, and we know that what the SNP want to do is actually to scrap the policy in its entirety. We believe that people who are in work have to make the same decisions as those people who are out of work, so that people who are on benefits should have to decide whether they can afford more children.
Huh. That's always amusing how they continue to talk right on through. Whoever's got the floor, they're murmuring in the background, the audience.
Oh, they do it in the Australian Parliament too. It's a fight for all. This reversal says infinite moral people.
Infinite moral people.
I'll be bothered.
Infinite moral people.
Yeah, there it is.
Infinite moral people.
Huh. Okay. Typical British attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's the reversals for today.
Right,
okay.
We got through them. That was, if we've ever done a program where we are getting loud and clear indications of war coming, this was it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's coming on all of them. Trump, Tillerson, McMaster.
McMaster, yeah.
Mattis, they're all there. Make sure you got your emergency supply of food, folks. Okay, go and get them. MREs, they're really good. I used to store them when I was in America. I've been trying to find some in Australia. I can't find any. They don't have good emergency food source. I'm going to have to get some.
Well, you know, I've been telling people just to go to your local market and buy 10 cases of baked beans, good ones. There are some really good ones out there, like Walnut Acres is my favorite. honey and onion, baked beans, and you can live on that. You can live on a can of beans a day if you have to. I don't think that North Korea has the ability to do any direct damage to this country, the mainland. I don't see it. No, I'm not reading about it. I'm not getting an intuition. They tried to launch another missile today, and guess what happened? It failed once again. We're destroying their missiles one by one. We're just shooting them down with something.
All right. Well, there we go. That's our show. We'll speak to you soon, Jeff.
Take care. That was amazing, David, as always.
I'll give you a call after.
Okay, very good. Good night.
Right. See you later.
Bye. All right. Yeah, another North Korean missile launch, another North Korean missile failure. So whether we went in backdoor and messed up the software in that rocket or took it down with an energy weapon, a beam weapon, there have been far too many failures. It's beyond the realm of logic. Okay, hang on, and we shall continue with more.